Good morning. My name is Jet Bittenbender, and I am going to talk about Jesus' lesson to us about the Good Samaritan. Please turn to Luke 10:25-37. The Parable of the Good Samaritan. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this, and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was. And when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." My mom and dad have talked with me about what it means to put others first, like how to love your neighbor. Your neighbor is not always someone you really like or even love. Your neighbor can be someone you don't know at all, like the man who was robbed was to the Samaritan. Or your neighbor can be someone you don't like at all. Either way, because we know Jesus as our Savior and call ourselves Christians, we are to love all of them and put them first. Followers of Jesus, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. The Samaritan knew how to love his neighbor as himself. He showed Jesus love to his stranger who was suffering and needed a lot of help. It's easier to be like the priest or Levite who kept on walking and pretended this guy didn't need them and that their lives were more important than his. It's easier for us to live a life always looking for what we want and getting our needs met and not getting out of our comfort zone to help others. That's a much easier life. The Samaritan didn't choose the easier way. He chose to love someone the way he would really hope to be loved if he were the one robbed. When he chose to live for Jesus, we shouldn't choose the easy way out. We need to love others and not be selfish. And we need to choose to love others the way the Samaritan did. We need to do it because we love God and want to thank Him for His love for us. Matthew 25:35-40 says, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." It means being respectful to my teacher and offering a snack to a classmate who doesn't have one, helping to get my baby sister in her car seat, to help mom in the morning before school is loving her, asking a classmate at school to play with me at recess when he or she isn't playing with anyone is loving them too. I can also ask friends who might not know Jesus to come to WASP on Wednesdays to hear about him. Another way to show love is by being someone's friend when they don't have one. My mom says that we can love our neighbors by bringing them a meal or sponsoring really poor kids so they can go to school and learn about Jesus. She also says it's good to pray for those who aren't kind or are sick or don't or need Jesus as their Savior. We can love through many ways, but we have to do it in a way that puts others before ourselves, because that's what Jesus taught us through this parable. I'll finish with this. Ephesians 2:10 through 11 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do." We should leave here today ready to do good works for God because we are His handiwork. The number one rule in this story is when you see someone hurt or alone, care for them like the Samaritan did and show God's love to everyone. And how can you show God's love today? Thank you.